Abrams, Trump wants to defund post office because he can't win with vote by mail. By Pam Kee on April 26, 2020. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, D, accused President Donald Trump of wanting to defund the post office because she argued he thought he could not in November if the majority of Americans vote by mail. Host Jake Tapper asked, Biden is already saying to a lot of criticism from conservatives that President Trump might try to influence the 2020 election. He might try to postpone it, suggesting he's threatening to defund the post office in order to block voting by mail. Will Democrats accept the election result if President Trump wins in November? Abrams said, first of all, I refuse to concede that will happen. Here's the challenge. We know that the Republican Party has invested millions of dollars in fighting access to safe and accessible elections. We saw they went to court to force Wisconsin to hold an election that has caused COVID cases to rise in those communities when people had to stand in line. We know voter suppression is real in our country, but we have an antidote. That is vote by mail, in-person early voting and in-person election voting. Vice President Biden understands how critical this election is. With 4 decades of experience, he also knows the tricks Republicans will use to block change. We can't survive another 4 years with Donald Trump. And that's why my organization, Fair Fight 2020, is working nationally in 18 states to ensure that we have a president who actually believes in and trusts the American people. Tapper pushed, but is it responsible for Vice President Biden to be raising what some are calling conspiracy theories about President Trump pushing the election, blocking the election, stopping the post office so they can't deliver absentee ballots? Is that responsible? Abrams said, I think what is the most responsible thing is to call out what's happening as it does. President Trump has said he believes vote by mail if it is allowed for the population to use this very safe and accessible way to vote, that he doesn't believe he can win. So as a follow-up, he doesn't want that as a way to vote. He said he is willing to defund the post office, which is essential for vote by mail ballots, but also medication and other resources. It's not a conspiracy when you're repeating back what the president has said. He doesn't want people to have the voice they need in our government. And he doesn't want to maintain the infrastructure. Unfortunately, Vice President Biden has watched as has the rest of Americans as Donald Trump has dismantled infrastructure that we need to protect ourselves and protect our democracy. South Korea just held national elections. President Moon was able to hold an election in the midst of a pandemic that achieved the highest rate of turnout in 30 years. If South Korea can do it, America can. Vice President Biden will make sure America continues to be a leader in democracy. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.